Don't you tell me this ain't what you want tonight. We almost had it, we were almost there. These apologies are overdue. Now it's too late because I'm over you.
Over you, over you.
Yeah, she's over me, now I want her back. I don't even want to tell her that. Maybe it's pride, maybe it's ego. Maybe the fact is I'm still attached. Maybe I do need to let her go. Maybe I just needed time to grow. Cause she was so focused on loving me, and I was focused on models and centerfolds.
Issues with commitment, issues with the distance. Issues with these issues, cause he's fucked up with his feelings. Problems with emotion, problems with devotion. And when he left her, this is what she told him.
I deserve better. You should've treated me better.
Should've liked it, but didn't. And you act like a love. This one's my fault.
Yes, yes, yes. That's B Mac. I deserve better. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday. Today is Sunday, October the 10th. Boy, we are moving on over with this year. I hope and desire that things are getting, that it, are going good for you, and that I hope everything works out for you for the good. I hope you was able to enjoy yourself. Getting ready to start a new work week. Some people started today. Some people start tomorrow. Whatever day that it is that you start, whatever, just look forward to things being good. And try to not look over the bad things that may happen, but just being able to embrace it. Tonight's podcast is going to be about what you deserve, and what that the things that you deserve and what you are receiving. So many different people be in relationships for a long period of time, and they are trying to cultivate it to make it work. They hold on to certain things, to things or people or just situations, because they have become complacent in it, and not knowing that if they was to walk away, that things would be better. You know, dealing with people or another person in a relationship, when it gets to the point of you being abused or neglected or looked over or disrespected, or maybe even to the point that pride has stepped in and has taken over, your pride is that you want everybody in society to know that things are going good, but when actuality things aren't. You're being abused or you're being neglected in the relationship. So many different people tend to hold on to stuff like that because their pride has stepped in and allowed things to be taken over. And abuse comes in all forms of fashion. It ain't always just to the point that a man physically, mentally, and emotionally abuses a woman. A woman can do that as well. I could just go back from in the point of a relationship that I was in my previous marriage. It was just really toxic. We both were toxic amongst each other. He was more toxic within the point of abuse and neglecting his family, neglecting people that surrounded him, as well as neglecting himself. And I was neglecting myself because I deserved better. And I was trying to hold on to it because I wanted my kids to have a father. You know, like growing up, a lot of us grew up and we didn't have father figures in the household. So you yearn for that, and you feel like as if you just keep patching at something and that things are going to get better. You begin to accept the abuse, you accept the neglect, and so forth and so on. And then you think about it. You don't think about the point that your kids is observing that type of nurturing. You're nurturing that in your kids, and then they'll grow up to be that type of abusive parent as well. And then it may even get to the point they are the one that are the abusers, or they are the ones that accept the abuse. So many people tend to want to give advice about certain things when it comes down to some type of abuse, but they don't realize that, you know, it's different when emotion is involved. Like, people don't realize that. They tend to make assumptions about, well, hey girl, I wouldn't put up with her. Well, man, I wouldn't put up with her bull crap, and so forth and so on. And not realizing that. A friend of mine had got into an argument with her spouse one day, and they were, you know, just, you know, back and forth or whatever, and it just got to the point that they were, it just, you know, exploded within that. And so she told him, she said, you know, have you ever thought about the way that you're acting, the way that your dad treated your mom? You know that your mom was a loving person. She wasn't, she's not nagging about the point of her, of things that was out of the ordinary. Of course, that the point when you are in a committed relationship, you have no business or cheating, or even to the point of having some type of infidelity, showing another woman or another man more attention than your spouse. And not saying that you can't conversate or cordialate with other people of opposite sex or just friends and stuff, but some, you know what respect and disrespect is in a relationship. And she told him, you know, hey, you know, maybe your mom went through some of the same things with your dad. And you got to realize that that's not how things supposed to go. If you're doing the same thing that your dad did to your wife, to me, as if when you were doing it as just put it in your mom, how your mom feel or how she felt whenever your dad was doing that to her. It's just so many different people don't realize that we, you know, when it comes down to domestic violence and stuff and so forth, that people don't really realize that they, excuse me, y'all, I had to let this one up, that they are, they're putting off that same energy that they received or they were experienced to within themselves. You know, case in point, you could be in a relationship with somebody in the same feeling or emotion that you felt when you were coming up and that you was exposed to in the house when your mom and dad was together, or so forth and so on, or just previous relationships, grandparents too. They, you know, they tend to put off those type of negative vibe as well. In the black culture, you don't really see a whole lot of cultivating of relationships. Either they are disrespecting one another, abusing each other, or just playing out, not trying to figure out the situation or the problem. But we're here to talk about it. Like, let's talk about, you know, how you feel and what you're going through, and why you decided to stay, or why you continue to stay and put up with situations that you are enduring in a relationship when you are being disrespected, neglected, and abused. The other day, I seen a friend of mine from way back in the day, and I noticed that her eye was all messed up, or whatever the case may be. I had heard that she had been in a relationship with this guy for a long time, and he used to beat her, but he used to beat her because he was like a powder head and stuff like that, or whatever. And people don't realize that sometimes drugs and alcohol and sex, or just doing things that's out of the ordinary that you become addicted to, you lash out when you can't get it, and you begin to hurt the people that you love, or you say that you love, or the people that you're with. That can go from kids and so forth and so on. Just with the point about drinking or whatever, that's why it's best, you know, like, to drink in moderation. The best thing is to not drink at all, but within any reason, people are going to make their own decision about what they decide they're going to do. But what I'm saying is, to the point that whenever you can't have control of these things that you are ingesting or you are enduring, and you're causing harm to yourself as well as other people that surround you, you need to get away from it. Don't be out here hurting people and abusing people, because the simple fact is, some people just get to the point that they want to have their way, just do things all out of, they want to just do whatever. I was listening to one of Michael Bazin's chat room on Clubhouse or whatever, and he was just talking about, you know, the point that people just need to be open. They need to be transparent, just like letting people know exactly what, you know, they desire or whatever, instead of hiding it. You know, some people try to put their best foot forward in a relationship, but not realizing that they're hiding what their true selves. To me, I'd rather for you to tell me, hey, this is what I like. You know, be straight up and honest with me. One of the pastors that I listened to, he posted on Twitter the other day about the point of, you know, individualism in a relationship. True, and that is so true. Sometimes it made me think back about a lot of different things, or whatever the case may be, that I, in past relationships that I have been in the relationship that I am in my marriage now. You know, my husband, he's his own individual person, as well as myself. I like reading, researching, talking about different things to try to fix, or whatever the case may be. Just doing other stuff. You know, I like laughing, listening to music, singing. That's my thing. That's my beat. That's my muse to me. His muse might be to the point of fishing, or maybe just watching. He loves football, or just sitting out chilling, you know, just, you know, whatever. Whatever it is that he likes to do, other things that he likes to do. And like, sometimes we tend to look over the thing of that person being their own individual person. Just because you think that they should be a certain way doesn't mean that they have to be that way. Like me, like, a bad thing that I like to do is, I like, you know, I guess maybe binge watching on certain things or whatever, whenever I procrastinate a whole lot, with certain things. And like, I supposed to have released a book, probably about over a year ago, and I'm just sitting back and I just haven't did my final touches on it or whatever in my next book. But, you know, you tend to put stuff on the side or whatever, that, when you become stagnant on certain things, people don't realize that type of stuff. So, but it's just an individual thing within people, you know, people going to do what they feel like is right for them. It's fair. You know, you can't just say, well, hey, I married this person and this is how I want them to be. You have to cultivate the relationship. I learned that cultivation word from the late Dr. Miles Monroe, and just his teaching and what he felt like that, you know, cultivation was in a relationship. No marriage is perfect. There's, just like I have said before, there's no such thing as perfect. We all have to, whatever I itch at, you scratch, and wherever you itch at, I scratch. Stop trying to be something that you're not in a relationship. You know, just be you, being comfortable within being you. I bring up the point of comfort. When me and my husband first got together, I didn't want to use the bathroom around him or even pass gas. And even now, I feel, you know, out of respect or whatever, and he does the same thing. But when it gets to the point that we are, you know, I guess not on the up and up, because every day is not a holiday and every day is not peaches and cream in a relationship. When we're not getting along with each other, we begin to feel, you know, say things that is not of each other or whatever the case may be. Then after we made up or something like that, then we laugh about it. But then, you know, like, sometimes you can't come back from some things that you say to one another, or to some of the things that you may have done. But back to the lady that I had seen the other day, you know, her eye was really messed up. And like I said, the guy supposed to have been, like, you know, on some type of drugs or whatever the case may be. And I don't even know what was the case of why that the guy used to jump on her, or what even happened to the point of why she was all beat up and stuff like that. Because in my previous marriage, I went through the same thing, with the point of abuse, you know, like being beat on and not feeling like you were enough. And you working, like, I used to work 2 or 3 jobs and go to school to try to make ends meet, all because I wanted my children to have a father, because I came up to the point of not having a father in the household, as well as not having male figures around to, you know, to learn from or to nurture from. If the male figure that were around, they was either drunks or pedophiles or something like that. So with that being said, I just wanted that, within that, thinking that, hey, things are going to be better because this is part of him, and he should want what's best for his children as well. Ho, lo, little did I know, he didn't want that. Maybe he did, he just didn't know how to give it, or whatever. Maybe it was just to the point that he came up in an abusive household as well. When two abused people becomes one, if they don't know the point of nurturing of how to fix things, or they don't have the same mindset and goal, they'll destroy each other. So it was the best thing for us not to be together anymore, or whatever the case may be. Sad to say that my kids came up in a broken home, or whatever the case may be. I gave them as much love as I could, or maybe I could have did a little bit better. Some things that I did myself, I feel like that I could have did better. And as I look back over my life, I wish I would have done better. But hey, when you live and you learn, you do better. And then sometimes when they become grown and it's too late, or whatever the case may be. So if you are in a relationship with somebody and there's some type of abuse going on, I don't care if it's verbal, mental, social, physical abuse, or whatever the case may be, get out of it. It's not even worth it. I mean, like I have scars, and I had a busted blood vessel in my nose, just to the point of just a void of not feeling like I was enough, or whatever the case may be. A lot of people say, well, hey, you seem like you're fine, or whatever. I got scars from that relationship. And I have scars, like emotional scars, that things that I can remember that I went through, or whatever the case may be. And I wouldn't advise anybody to go through that type of turmoil or that type of pain. You know, needless to say, one time I had a scar so bad, and it was many years. Me and this guy was not even together. And I went to the doctor to get a checkup. And the guy, the doctor seen the scar on my leg. And it was so bad. It had healed, but it was still real big. Like of a scar. It was healing. And it was many years later. He was like, what happened to you? And I told him. He was like, do we need to call the local authority? I was like, oh, no. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you... when you go through some type of pain like that, you take those scars with you. It reminds you of what you have went through, or what you endured that you didn't have to. Because all because of pride, I wanted things to work. And then most of the times that coming up in the environment that I came up in, or within the point of my habitat, or the people that I were around, there was just no safer place to go. So I just endured it. And I'm pretty sure there's other women or men that's out there that's going through that type of pain as well. So, you know, when you get to the point that you realize that you deserve better and you know better, then that's what you do. Don't bring your kids up in that type of environment, especially when it comes down to verbal abuse. You know, just always hearing nagging names, you know, all out of the way. It's just so distasteful and disrespectful, or whatever the case may be. Some people say, well, hey, you could be kind of potty mouth for sometimes with certain things or whatever. I try to watch what I say to other people, because I don't want people to lash out or hurt me. So I know how that may feel. But when it gets to the point that you are disrespecting and disregarding me, lo and behold, I have learned to not accept that type of abuse. You give me something, I'm giving it back to you. I don't care what nobody say. I'm not finna hold on to it and say, hey, I'm finna let God handle it. I am God. I am handling. I don't have to go through that. You don't have to go through that as well. I just hate that. Like, when you get to the point of somebody, and you have more men out here that are abusing women than the men being abused. I don't know. Nowadays, it's 2021. I'm telling you, it seems like the women are abusing the men more. They're feeling so void. They're feeling like that they're not enough. These women are becoming so independent. I was like that too as well, being so independent. I even tell myself, hey, listen, don't be so, let your husband do some of that stuff. Or whatever. He be like, you act like you want me to do everything. No, it's not that. I just want you to know that I need you in my life, and I want you in my life, or whatever the case may be. We're not living in these baby boomer days where, you know, these women are becoming where I don't need a man. I need a man. I need, people, or whatever the case may be, and you do as well. But you don't need it to the point that you receive some type of pain. Don't allow your pride to take over of your emotions, or what you really need, or what you desire. Sometimes it's best to just walk away. Sometimes it's best to just get away from that. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, you have some women out here that plays victim to certain stuff. And the reason why I say that is, you got some women out here that feel like that their husband done went out and worked all day. He come home and he wants to be in a safe place, but he got to help deal with the kids. And she's not really working. She's not really cleaning up. You know, when you are in a relationship, everybody cultivates that relationship. Even if you have kids, they do their part. The kids do their part, you know, by cleaning up behind themselves. And the mother and the father teaches them that. They be role models. You allow them to, the mom and the dad, to be leaders, to show these kids how to be respective individuals. But I tell you, it's rough out here nowadays. Kids attach themselves onto stuff that's trending, and sometimes the parents can't stand a chance onto what they really want their kids to learn. And so that's why you have to be more involved in your children's life and to let them know what they are worth and what they desire, and to being able to be open with them, to tell them and to accept to what they feeling and stuff and so forth. It's really sad that things are the way that they are, but it's just life, y'all. That's just life, and that's just reality. That's something that we can't get over. What are some signs that you have gotten when you first got in a relationship and you knew then that was not the relationship for you? You know, the slackness, meaning, you know, that person that don't push themselves as much as you would like for them to be pushed, or to do things the way that you feel like will be a help as a whole for the relationship, period. There's so many different ways that you so many signs that a lot of us get, but we look over them because we want things to work. Like, I done invested this time in this person and I want it to work, and I feel like he's going to get better. I feel like she's going to get better. Case in point, this guy that I know, he was he wound up taking care of his own son. Take full custody of his son because the simple fact that mom, she was strung out and she wanted to be out in the streets and doing God knows what. And it got to the point that it was just too much, so he had to leave and take care of it. And always the point of the man being negligent, you know, in stuff, is a lot of times a lot of these women, they want to be out here and they want to just, I guess, be fruitful and multiply, whatever the case it is. But that's exactly what they desire to do, and it gets to the point that it gets too much, and then like some men, they just don't want to put up with it. And you can't just always look at it as the man is the perpetrator. The women are can be as well. We just got to get to the point of understanding that, recognizing the signs, or if that's the person that we decide that we want to be with or spend the rest of our life with, or do we want to put up with those type of things that person is giving off, or whatever. And like, it's okay for that person to be their own individual, but when it comes down to a relationship, that there comes the point where communion comes in. Y'all communicate with each other and to see, you know, work out how things supposed to be for the greater good of the relationship. Even that's with finance. A lot of people don't get it within the point of financing and stuff like that, I guess. So forth and so on. I could say for myself, like, I can't say I only trust my judgment with the point of financing. Sometimes I go to my husband for a lot of different things when it comes down to, you know, how to do this and how to do that, when the point about adding and subtracting and multiplying and dividing, or how to pay this and that there. But at the same time, that's just something that we cultivate within each other for certain things. But when it comes down to saving and stuff like that, you know, I'm gonna tell you something. I love my husband with all of me, but I ain't no damn fool. And don't y'all be either. You know, I'm not saying that you hide things from your spouse or whatever the case may be, but I'm telling you, these people nowadays, they're so unpredictable. They'll be here today and gone tomorrow. And that's just life. That's just reality. Some people might say, well, hey, that's not how you do it in with the point of relationship. I'll be damned. You know, because rainy day does come. And you just got to be able to realize that that's something that is, that's true or whatever. You can't get to the point of just always thinking that
that other person is going to have your best interest at heart. In this life, we got to realize that our Creator gave us all our own mind with certain things. And when you're in a relationship, you be straight up and honest within that person or whatever to let them know, hey, listen, you know, I don't feel secure within your judgment about certain things. So I have to hold something off, you know, to the side for certain stuff. Hey, maybe call it selfish or whatever. I just call it to the point of what it is. You just like I said, you know, you could be here today with somebody and then the next thing you know, they're off with somebody else or whatever. A lot of people don't realize those type of things. And even to the point of, think about it, in the hometown that I'm from, you know, you got all these kids, all these grown people with the same daddies. So, you know, it's just something ain't right or whatever the case may be. You know, like this person got, oh, your daddy, my daddy or whatever the case may be. You know, he was dibbing and dabbing somewhere or whatever the case. It just doesn't make any sense. There was no cultivation going on and no up being up front. And it's just the point of neglect. And then that stems to the point of coming to the point of broken homes, y'all. Like, people don't realize that. Like, in a family, you need that male and that female figure or whatever the case may be. You need those role models. I'm not saying that kids can't be raised by a single parent or whatever the case may be, but in order for those kids to be able to get all the nurturing that they need, they need both their parents in their lives. Point blank, period. There's nothing that you can just look over within that. And you need to be respectful in a relationship. Not be out here fighting each other in relationship and allowing kids to see that y'all are fighting. Y'all going in the other room and you're trying to talk stuff out, but you're hollering and screaming at each other. You can't work things out in a relationship if you're hollering and you're screaming at each other. Then you got to think about it. The walls are so thin. The kids are hearing all type of stuff that y'all got going on. Then they over there, they vulnerable and they feeling all these type of things because of the simple fact that they looking at mom and dad as, hey, these are our role models and this is how they're acting. I guess we supposed to act like that too. That's not the case. I, you know, if I could turn back the hands of times, 1,000 times, I would have, the first sign, I would have left. I wouldn't allow my pride to keep me there to put up with that type of pain and that abuse or whatever the case might be. And I'm not saying that my kid's father was not a good person or whatever, because it's good in all of us. It's good and bad in everybody. You can't just act as if you are just all Miss Goody Two Shoes or Mr. Goody Two Shoes, because some of the fact is we all have good and bad in us. We just got to be able to activate more good than it is bad, and not doing to the point of hurting ourselves as well as other people that surround us. Just because we say that, hey, I'm only hurting me. No, when you have kids and stuff involved, or somebody else is in a relationship within you, you're not the only one that you're hurting. You're hurting people that surround you as well. That's just something for you guys to think about. When it comes down to the point of domestic violence and abuse and neglect and pride, sometimes you just have to let that stuff go. That stuff is not worth it. It's not worth it. You go, it's a long life time of turmoil and pain and discomfort of remembrance. And you want to have good memories when you get older. You want to, you know, smile about your memories. You don't want to think about, hey, I just want to forget about whatever I went through. No, you don't want that. Especially when you get older. I see so many different women, or I've went to the nurse home. I used to do a lot of volunteering at nurse homes and stuff, and that's what a lot of women, older women, used to talk about, to the point of that man, he abused me, he took me through this and he took me through that, he, you know, and stuff like that. You don't want to have those type of memories when you get old. You want to get to the point of having good memories and stuff that you can laugh about and enjoy within life, period. Don't allow pride to keep you in a relationship that's going to cause you to endure pain that you don't have to endure. You're worth more than that. Believe me, you're worth more than that. You deserve better. God didn't put us here in order for us to be punching bags. He or she put us here in order to live life and to enjoy life while we're here. We are the ones that make the decision to mess it up. If you're in an abusive relationship, try to get some type of help. If you don't know how to get out of it, you know, try to get to some type of safe haven. Call somebody in order to try to get some type of help. Because that abusing person is not going to help you. They're going to just continue to abuse you because you allowed it to happen. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday, talking about what you deserve. You don't allow your pride to take over where you just accept anything. You deserve better. Y'all have a good night.
It's all my fault. No, I know it's all my fault. I wish that it all worked out. Don't you say, don't take it personal. Cause even though I left, it hurt to go. Now those memories are on my mind, and I still think about it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.